back to a real person. The text lacks a human touch that I try to incorporate into my writing. I've spent about 2 hours on this column, from idea to submission. I've used a tool, and it has saved me perhaps 4 or more hours of time. There is a cost, though. You don't know if I agree with the statements made in the generated text. As it happens, I generally do, but there are some implications of the text that I'd prefer you ask me about in a person-to-person setting. As for the content, some of the sentences are beautifully crafted, but they aren't me. And the responses about blind Māori are coming from a computer, not coming from tangata whenua themselves. ChatGPT has not embraced proper use of macrons on vowels, and some of the language used for blind people who also identify as Māori feels a bit clunky. I think it might be seen as disrespectful. Well, it feels wrong to me anyway. More to the point, the responses undermine the very essence of self-determination. So what bothers me about the generated text is that it feels disingenuous to me. I haven't engaged with it, and nor has anyone else. I don't feel like it is mine, or that I own what is said. To know me, you must talk to me, or converse with me in a way that shows you who I am and what I stand for. We can only do that if we engage with each other as people. Yes, we can use tools to facilitate our communication, but we cannot afford to let the tools define us. To that end, in order to play my part in our organization having an increased focus on people, I will be making myself available at 5 p.m. on designated Tuesdays to talk to anyone about anything you like. We will be online, but people will be able to connect using their landline or mobile phones. This will happen on a 6-week cycle starting on Tuesday, 20 February. I hope you can join me. Reference Note 1. He taonga tuku iho no ngā tūpuna. Māori proverbial sayings, a literary treasure. Joan Metger and Shane Jones. https://rb.gy/5h8dui